Maybe every small town has its distinction, not necessarily apparent to strangers. In this, Roersville, Maryland, is atypical. On most Tuesday evenings, even a casual passerby will discover the Roersville Community Band. This is western Maryland, out around the Catoctin Mountains, where traffic arteries have narrowed to capillaries. Here is Roersville, a designated historic community of a few dozen homes and scarcely more than 100 people. And this institution that has been tooting its horn for more than 150 years.
We have a rehearsal band. Those would like to come and have the camaraderie of just getting together and have a good time for rehearsal.
Richard Haynes, the band co-director, which is like the conductor, on band dynamics.
Then there's a marching band because there's a number of the people who can't march, I mean, are not able to march.
Well, there is the 89-year-old trombone player. Mr. Haynes, however, is a youthful 77 and fully capable of marching in the Roersville Community Band, as he has since 1940, 62 years.
Would that be a record?
No, Reginald Norris was in before I was.
62 years, and there's someone else been in the group longer than he has? That's okay. Ego gets in the way of art all too often elsewhere. It's not such a concern in Roersville.
I know what I learned from picking up my brother's horn and that type of thing. That's how I learned. But I don't have a formal training.
You say you don't have any training?
No.
But you've been playing in the band for how long?
Since 1940.
Well, that would be adequate training, I think, in most people's minds.
Realize, there used to be bands in communities almost everywhere. Away from cities a century ago, that's how people heard music. Community bands, church choirs, a traveling show. Choirs are still strong. Music tours have turned into their own industry. But after records and radio, most community bands began to fade out. But not in Roersville. The origins of the band go back as far as 1837. Maybe there was a little time during the Civil War when they quit playing for a while, or maybe not. Accounts differ. Over the years, many one-time professional musicians have played for Roersville, but this has always been a volunteer band. They play marches, serenades, show tunes, band music. They play town parades, church functions, store openings, holiday events, and once a week at rehearsals in the old brick hall the band built generations ago on Roersville's Main Street. Jack Emanuelson used to play in other bands, quit for a couple of decades, is back at it again now and with a new instrument. He's learning trumpet.
I think the thing that holds this band together, besides the people, is the band hall. A lot of bands, small community bands, they meet in the basement of churches, places like that. And with this band hall built in 1916, there's a commitment to keeping the hall up, and it just gives us an anchor. A lot of bands don't have that.
A small forest of music stands on the stage at the end of the hall. Behind the stands, lips against brass or reed, and eyes intensely focused on the notes to reproduce. Older faces, mostly, but not all.
I'm Jalen Rada, and I'm from Hagerstown, Maryland, and I play the flute. I'm 15. My brother also plays here, so I'm not that alone. My brother's also really young.
This must be a different group of people than you're used to playing with.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I've gotten to know a lot of the people, like especially the flutists, and we're all sort of friends.
There's an annual band meeting. They had to vote on keeping Richard Haynes for another year as co-director. He's held the post since 1960. He thought maybe they shouldn't elect him again, give the organization a chance to change, he said. He'd stop directing, go back to playing again.
I don't play very well. Not anymore, at least. I play a trumpet, cornet trumpet, whatever.
The band didn't want to change, so there he is. A baton in his right hand, and dozens of musicians before him, making the air in the Roarsville Band Hall swell with sound. The Roarsville Community Band played the Christmas concert this last Sunday. They're taking a break for a little while now. Rehearsals commence again in February. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.